Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
64037.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name as well?
Helen Dracy.
Thank you for that. And can you please hold for me while I look up an account for you?
Do what?
Can you please hold for me while I look up an account for you?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, and I do apologize about that wait. But for security purposes of this account, can you please verify your shipping address?
723 West 26th Street, apartment 102, Higginsville, Missouri.
All right, thank you for that. I've located your account for our Bites Hub. How may I be of assistance?
Why have you charged my account $59.89? I have not ordered anything from you.
I do understand, ma'am. Do you recall taking a sweepstakes survey back on the 4th of April for a chance to win a mixer? It may have been advertised to pay anywhere from $1 to $6.95.
No, I don't.
Is your email address higginsville40@gmail.com?
Yes.
And is your phone number 660-232-6276?
Yes, but if I took a survey, I did not complete it, and I did not pick any prize because this has happened to me before when somebody chart. I don't even know what you sell.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the Bites Hub is a meal plan application. Once a customer takes a survey for a chance to win an item, they'll be entered into a drawing for a chance to win it. And if they are chosen to be the winner of the drawing by the end of the promotion, they'll be contacted by email and will be enrolled into the Bites Hub, which is the meal plan for $59.89. But you don't recall taking any surveys of the sort?
No.
Is there anyone in your household who could have placed this order without your knowledge?
I live alone. I'm 81 years old, and I do not take those surveys because a long time ago, a year ago, I took a survey and I was charged $19, and then the next month I was charged another $19, and my daughter has warned me and warned me about doing that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone who's placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to give you the moment or to recall if you did the survey or not.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we'll have to get you transferred over to our fraud department, who will be able to better assist you with your account and the charge. Can you please hold for me while I put the notes in to get you transferred over?
And I will also call Avant and put a fraudulent charge on that amount. What was I supposed to get for $59?
You are to receive an email on how to access the Bites Hub, but since you don't recall taking any surveys in regards to that, I will have to get you transferred to our fraud department. Can you please hold for
Okay.
me?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your patience. I'm still here, just one more moment.
All right.
All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I do apologize about that wait. Now I'm just going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.